think it's shocking, Sean. And it's starting to tell us the story now in relation to the services being dissipated at Letterkenny General because they haven't got the money. And the reason they haven't got the money is because they're having to pay so much out to agency nurses and doctors. We've been hearing for a long time from the hospital management that they've been trying to recruit both doctors and nurses, but that they're unwilling to come to Letterkenny General Hospital. And we've always asked the question, why? Because Donegal isn't that far out of the way. There's a lot of things to be offered here in Donegal in relation to how you live and all of that. And yet they've been saying all along that it's been too hard to get local nurses and doctors. And yet they're coming through LYIT every year. But we have to ask, is it the conditions at the hospital? Is it the working conditions? And I believe it is the working conditions and the pressures that staff have put under. And I think this is now coming through and having to pay $2.4 million in 6 months. I think it's shocking.
Why would you say that they would think they're going to be any harder pressed at Letterkenny than they would be in other hospitals that are regularly mentioned in the newspapers for being under pressure?
Well, it's not me saying this, Sean. I mean, recent comments from consultants who were working in the hospital and nurses are saying that they're flat out. They haven't got the resources that they need. Consultants are saying they haven't got the staff that they need and the long hours that they're having to work on the week on a 24/7 basis.